Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here as we continue on. A lot of stuff going on here. Great time here in South Florida, boy. Been waiting to be able to say that as game one. Tomorrow night for the Miami Heat and the L.A. Lakers. It was funny yesterday. We were talking a little bit about Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard, and LeBron James and the size and their inside strength that the Lakers have with those three, 6'10", 6'10", 6'8". And Dwight Howard has been moved recently into the starting lineup, but I don't know how that goes. So then there were articles yesterday on the other part of it is, okay, that's great that you guys are big and strong inside. What do you do about Dragon, Hero, and Robinson shooting threes? And there's other guys, but basically those three, they're such good three-point shooters, and that if they're hot, the problems that could give this Lakers team, if you decide not to come out and cover them and you're not aggressive, as you know, those shots are going off quickly. Like they're going to be gone, and they'll continue to shoot them, miss or hit. They're going to take those threes if they're open, and they'll make an extra pass, as we also know, to get a guy wide open. If one guy's open more than the other guy, most of those guys, you know, except for Tyler Hero, when he gets hot, he just shoots them and they go in. But I just thought it's pretty interesting. The size and Bam is going to be crucial in this thing. But going against, you know, LeBron, who's a big physical dude, but Dwight Howard at 6'10", and Anthony Davis, we forget, is also a long 6'10". So they look in the paint to be really strong, but you wonder, the great neutralizers, how will the three-point shot be for this Miami Heat team, and how open, I guess, probably will be how well they'll shoot. We'll have to do with that. So really looking forward to all the adjustments and all the craziness of what goes into this now, and these teams knowing each other, and what LeBron James, who will cover LeBron James, will they rotate it around, and all the other things. But you're down to four wins now, man. There's no more, you know, you need 12 wins to get to the final. They've done it. They got the 12 wins. Now they're here, and it's going to be time to start talking about who's going to play well. And by the way, isn't that really cool? Like, this changes guys' lives, man.
Of course.
Forever. You have a great series. Like, Tyler Hero averages 20 points coming off the bench, and they win. I mean, it just changes the way I just look in the history of guys that have played well in the finals and won championships. Mike Miller, look how we look at him. Ray
Legends.
Allen.
Legends, right.
Just some of the key guys besides the stars. Your life changes. You win a champion. We haven't won that many championships down here, so you get one of those, and your whole life changes, man. It just, you know, you have a great long career. It changes, obviously, but man, to have a chance to get a championship with this group, although we've kind of developed our own big two / maybe more, but really doing it as a team has just been. Just a great story. I think it's been really fun for everybody. And it starts tomorrow night. Going to be big, big numbers here in South Florida for that. Of course, the Marlins and the Cubs Tomorrow at 2 o'clock on ABC.
Love the fact that's in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's a nice little teaser, man. In the middle of the day at Wrigley Field. That is going to be fun, and we'll see what they. And by the way, just think about how many people are going to see. I was just thinking about. I may be wrong. Watching the Marlins for the first time.
Not just here, but
everywhere.
Right.
But even locally, like there's been this.
That's true.
How many people that tell us, I'll never watch that, I'm done, or I don't care about baseball? You got to take a little look, right?
It's the playoffs. Yeah,
4:30.
It's different.
Let me see how they're doing against the Cubs, you know, that great tradition of the Cubs now and everything else. So, yeah, we got that one. We also talked about Tampa Bay, and they're getting a Stanley Cup, their second one. And the Rays, of course, got a really good team. We'll see how they end up doing in this baseball format and this playoff format they have. But I want to get back to the big story last night, Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. They hyped it up, but once again, there were a couple things that kind of stood out watching the game. First of all, Patrick Mahomes, it's hard to turn the guy off watching a football game. It really is. 21 points in the second quarter after a slow first quarter, and that game was kind of over. I mean, they scored another Kansas City special, just threw down 21 quick. Mahomes ends up throwing four touchdown passes and runs for another one.
Jeez.
In that matchup that everybody talked about. And Lamar had the one touchdown pass to his tight end. He ran for almost 90 yards. But outside of that, and I think we've learned this, that if Baltimore doesn't, because they're a big physical team, if they don't get out on you early and they have to play catch-up, they're just not very good playing from behind.
Well, most running teams are like that, right? If you had to think of all the running teams in the past, those are not teams that come back from, you know, being down two touchdowns or three touchdowns in the second half. They're known for grinding it out and then running you out of the building. Like, that's the difference. And how many times have you seen since Lamar Jackson's been in the league, him been sacked four times in one game?
Yeah, not much.
That does not happen a lot with Lamar Jackson.
By the way, I know we say this all the time, but that dude playing defensive tackle.
Oh, Chris Jones is good.
He is, like, he didn't get that contract by accident. He's second best player on that team.
Right.
And by the way, when you rank, put his ass right up there, and put his at, like, I don't know how much of a backseat he's taking to the guy with the Rams right now either. Like, those two, they get after it. He's running down Lamar Jackson, not letting him turn a corner. And I'm going, wow, this is very, very impressive what they did. They kicked the you-know-what out of Baltimore last
night. Who might be the most physical team in the league at certain points, right?
Yeah, no. They are, like, if Baltimore can't get physical.
Right.
And by the way, I thought coaching game plan last night was really good. Kansas City really, they brought it. Everybody was starting to wonder after watching them against the Chargers, and the Chargers got after Mahomes pretty good with that pass rush. So I think Baltimore's going, hey, man, we're going to be able to do some of those things. And they just got exposed. They did just enough pass protection last night. Mahomes just keeps dropping back further and further. He's going, I got this cannon for an arm. I can throw it anywhere I want. And if I want to take off and run, I can do that too. It's just as good as Russell Wilson is, and he's coming to town on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers, who looks – those three make throws, in my opinion, that the rest of them – there's a lot of good quarterbacks. But those three – can dance around and make plays down the field or take off and run that the other guys just can't quite do as well. I don't know if you agree with that.
Well, it looks like a flick of the wrist, those three guys. That's the difference.
Those three, and they're always looking for big plays. They've all got a big pair of basketballs. They're not looking, I'm just going to move the first down marker. They're looking, oh, this might be, and we saw Russell Wilson, end of the game. He throws it in the friggin' down the field, hits his wide receiver, you know, for a touchdown pass. They just got a little different makeup to them. They got that Marino makeup as far as I ain't looking for a first down. I'm looking to, you know, fourth and four. This is what they want. They're going to sit on a short route. So just give a little stutter and just keep going and look up at about 20 and the ball's going to be right over your shoulder. Like that stuff he said in a huddle. Like, just look over your shoulder after that little move. We're going to be fine. So,
but Monday Night Football finally got their game, and it just wasn't the game they wanted.
Yeah, but I just think, like, how many people go, okay, I get why he's the highest paid dude, man. That's
oh, if you didn't watch last night and think that, I'm not really sure what's wrong with you.
He's good for football.
Right.
And by the way, I still think Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the regular season last year. Not even close. I have no problem with that. I just think when you look at the NFL quarterback and the guy you're trying to get, who didn't even go first overall, right? And you're looking right now, like, right, Kansas City, God bless you for you and your front office and your head coach going, get Mahomes. That's our guy. That's our future. And other teams are like, well, I don't know. And the offense he played in, or he didn't win very many games and all that stuff that the other dummies didn't see that they saw. Right?
Right.
What was he taking? 10th? 11th? 12th? What,
yeah,
what,
like, something like that. I mean, listen, one of the quarterbacks picked way ahead of him was just benched for Nick Foles this weekend.
Yeah. So you just look, and he really is. And Russell's, you know, everybody's saying MVP right now, but that guy last night, man, that's a fun show to watch. And by the way, it's a great system. You can't forget they're drawing up some plays, but Baltimore looked confused or got burned. You ever seen guys that open and running reverses, and they always keep fast guys, which is always explosive players, man. You can't have enough of those guys. Enough of those guys on the outside that can run, that can make plays and get open like that deep pass last night. Jeez, that's just crazy.
Well, it's amazing when you have that in your arsenal too, how dynamic your offense can be. When you have three or four guys that can run downfield like the Kansas City has too. Tyreek Hill, Hardman, those
right.
guys are unbelievable.
And you got a tight end that's
right.
That's
Kelsey.
Usually right. a mismatch. Like, he gets open.
Right.
And you're like, hey, man, you know you got 9 or 10 yards with me. Tell him just – and he didn't even – I don't think he had a touchdown catch last night. He went to everybody else. So that's where you are, man, when you look at what's it look like. And they look really good once again. I don't know if they're the best team and how healthy they'll be at the end of the year and all that stuff. But that was pretty impressive to watch him last night. And it wasn't very good. And by the way, they did. They just kicked a – dog yards third down. When was the last time somebody was 10 for 13 on third down against a Ravens defense?
Right. Doesn't seem possible. That and Ravens defense is really good.
They just chewed them up with that right. game plan. Just chewed them up. Anyway, we got to go to break here. A lot of stuff going on here. We'll get you caught up on the night. Boy, I guess that debate tonight is going to do some big numbers, right?
Of course it is. Of course.
With everything going on in this country, I'm guessing there'll be a lot of people giving sports the night off tonight. But I'm not going to be one of them, you two. I know you think I'm a phony right now.
Mm.
You think I'm lying. I
just want to know what you're going to watch instead of that.
Below Zero. I've been on this Below Zero
okay.
Alaskan life.
All right.
I'm going to go watch that. Probably going to watch that tonight. I don't know how those people live out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how they do that, man. They want to get away from city life and all their stories and hunting. I'd be so damn worried about bears and stuff.
Of course, because we're normal people.
Middle of the night, the guy has to get up to check on the salmon that he could fish and got all these salmon, and the damn grizzly bears are out there eating it outside and dogs are barking.
I love it.
Honey, I'll be right back. I got to go get that damn grizzly.
Your breakdown of the Alaskan Bushwhacker shows are my favorite.
It's just very peaceful. It's like, you ever get, like, they just went away from life, man. Or, I don't know if they ran away from something or they didn't, like, you know, feel like they were working for somebody. So they just go out there, man, and live on the cheap, live off the land. And I can't do any of that stuff. They build their own homes out there. Very impressive people, man. Very, very impressive. We got to go to break here, fellas. We got a lot more stuff to get to when we come back here. Scott Pioli's going to join us. We're going to have him. Brian Billick's going to join us. A lot of football stuff going on. You guys are with me, though. Mahomes, Wilson, and Rodgers.
Right.
Different
now,
level. No, yes. Are you putting somebody else in there?
No. Right now, that's who it is. Right now, that's exactly.
Did you see the Aaron Rodgers throws the other day?
Yeah, a little ridiculous.
Crazy.
And by the way, all these guys that you're talking about, all on that Prize Picks app that we've been talking about starting yesterday, or PrizePicks.com, and the cool new way to do fantasy sports. It's not just fantasy football, it's fantasy basketball. I'm looking also because I wanted to see on the app what the numbers were for Wednesday night with the Heat and the Lakers. And they have LeBron's numbers on there and Bam's numbers on there. It's a lot of fun. The Prize Picks app, or PrizePicks.com, by the way, is the website. And you go download the app in the App Store, Google Play, whatever it is, or you can go to the website, like I said, prizepicks.com. You get on the app or on the dashboard of the website, you make an account, and you're going to use the promo code 305, and you're going to get 100% match on your first deposit, which is nice, too, because you can get started with all this. It's a lot of fun, too. It's a little bit different than the rest of fantasy sports. It's a little bit, it makes it a little bit different because you're almost, you know, betting on parlays. You want a couple different guys to go over under on the points, like LeBron James. His numbers are 53.5. That's going to be with rebounds, assists, points, the whole deal. You think he's going to go over or under that. Jimmy Butler's 40.5. Bam's at 42. Anthony Davis at 54.5. So obviously they think those two guys are going to be really top heavy, as they have been for the Lakers. But there's a lot of other guys on there too. Duncan Robinson's at 18.5. So there's a lot of different things going on here with the Prize Picks app. And it's a lot of fun. But if you are going to sign up for it, I truly recommend you putting 305 in the promo code, just so you can get whatever bonus we're giving out right now. Baseball, there is so much baseball going on in the next 2 days, with a lot of games today and then all 8 games tomorrow. There are so many different players you could choose, and you could choose the over-unders on all these guys. A lot of fun, and the more you bet on it, so the more guys you take, the more odds you have, obviously, to win that stuff. So prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks app on your Google Play or in the App Store if you have an Apple phone. Go get it, download it, use the promo code 305. You'll be thanking me later if you're a fantasy nut like me, because it's another way to do fantasy sports, and we cannot get enough fantasy sports right now. PrizePicks.com or the PrizePicks app, wherever you get your apps. It's a lot of fun. Try it out today. Use the promo code 305.
All right, like I said, we got a big 8 o'clock hour coming up here this morning. Brian Billick and Scott Pioli will join us. We'll get in some front office and some stuff going around the National Football League. A ton of stories, including coaches already in trouble, to some of the decisions that were made, the pass interference call on the Rams. I knew right away watching that on fourth down there was going to be plenty of that. Something else happened yesterday we didn't talk about that I thought was really weird. How about Doug Peterson, who, by the way, has already won a Super Bowl, like right off the bat, so he's going to get a hall pass. Punts at the end of that late overtime game.
What was that? You're right.
So I was watching that, and I was like, and we had all kinds of stuff going on. Like, and Carson Wentz, nobody has gone south like Carson Wentz. He looks so bad. I don't know. Like, I'm just watching on TV, so I don't know if his receivers are that bad. But he looks like he wants to turn to the camera and go, I'm out here, but I have no confidence at all. He looks terrible. What happened to that guy?
I don't know. He was an MVP. Remember that first year, and then he got hurt? He looked like he was going to be the MVP of that league.
They end up, and then Doug Peterson, I don't know if I should applaud him or go, oh, don't ever do that. He goes on WIP, on their sports show up there, owned by Intercom, by the way, and his thoughts are, yeah, I made a mistake. Looking back on that, I shouldn't have punted at the end of the game.
Uh-oh.
Like, you can't make those mistakes.
No, come on.
Like, this onside kick, like, what's going on with these coaches?
I don't know.
Look, you get paid as a head coach. That's the biggest reason, those decisions. Like, and, you know, he goes, oh, what the hell, we're half a game out of first. Everybody in our division struggling, was his answer. And I was like, oh, Doug, now you won a Super Bowl, and I didn't. But, man,
I don't know how you can get away with that, especially in Philly. That's the difference, too. Those fans there are nuts.
If you really look at head coaches, and by the way, it's overall how your team prepares And then for fans and the rest of us, how we see you play, right? And, all right, man, they're getting better. Well coached, great game plan on both sides of the ball. You give the head coach credit for that with the coordinators. I do. You know, and then success at the end. And the bottom line, are you winning or losing as a head coach, right?
Right, right.
I don't want to hear about your, you know, I don't want to hear about your GMs not getting you the right players. Bottom line is, are you coaching up these guys enough? Are they buying into whatever you're teaching, whatever your system? The head coach is putting a system in. He's decided when he's the head coach, this kind of offense and this is the kind of defense, because whatever their background is usually what they go with that allowed them to get that head coaching job. But the last part, and a really important part, is things like when to use timeouts, when to challenge, and those decisions, punt or go for it. And listen, you know, we're all sitting there going, hey, man, he ain't going to punt here. You hear the announcer, oh, he's got to go for it. I mean,
right,
my God.
Of course.
And he decided to punt that ball.
Stupid.
And by the way,
how long do you get to stay on scholarship, by the way, after winning a Super Bowl?
Well, you get a little bit.
But as far as this goes, you think he'll outlast this?
I don't know. That one sticks in the owner's brain, and everybody around the owner for a while, like, what are we doing? And by the way, I don't know if you saw what they were doing to Cincinnati's defense, offense. Joe Burrow may not be able to practice for like 3 weeks.
He got crushed.
Listen, God bless him for being the first overall pick. I always say, hey, the good news is you're the first overall pick. The bad news is you're probably going to a really bad team, and you are. And my God, he got sacked. I think he got sacked 8 times in the game. Is that right? Did I see 8 sacks?
Oof, God.
He got pounded. And it was a lot worse than that. They were putting offense linemen in and out of the game. They were just getting their ass kicked. It's an ass kicking. I was going to be nice. It was really bad. And Doug Peterson, at the end of that game, decides to punt in that terrible game. And then the Carson Wentz thing, and, you know.
Especially with Jalen Hurts in the background, too.
Well,
they're going to be calling
for
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that. Don't start that. And he's not ready. And, you know, Wentz is our guy. You're going to go through times like this. But I just saw, I don't know if just, he didn't look real good at all. He looked like there's a comp, and he made some throws that I thought the ball got tipped. They were so bad. The throws coming out of his hand were so badly thrown that I go, somebody had to tip that ball. There's no way he could throw a knuckleball to a receiver. They weren't even close.
Right,
yeah, it was really bad. So, hey, man, there was a lot of crazy stuff. The comebacks and the pass interference call, people upset, dirty play. I mean, we had it all, man. The NFL gave you just about everything that you could ever want.
That's just week 3, Joe.
Game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we get the touchdown machine coming down here to South Florida on Sunday. Banged up, but the main guy running the show is not banged up, and that's Russell Wilson, who is what has he got? 5 touchdown passing games in back-to-back games and 14 on the season. If he keeps his pace up, he is going to absolutely shatter. I didn't realize he's never won an MVP.
He has not. You're right. That's true.
How has that guy not won an MVP?
I'm not really sure there's an answer for that outside the fact.
I mean,
that
I know he's always before. He's always right. Been there at the top, and
last year, remember, through like 4 or 5 weeks, he was in the same position where he was probably going to be. He was the front runner for it until Lamar really took off again. Lamar had a couple of good games in a row to start that season, but so did Russell. Russell was right in the same spot last year where he was basically in the discussion or in first place in this discussion, and then Lamar just took off.
Well, what Lamar did last year
was ridiculous.
We may never see a guy throw 38 touchdowns and run for 1,200 yards. Is that what it was? 1,200 yards in 15 games?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, there's a chance in – I mean, he can still run. We saw it last night. He's opened the game going down the friggin' sideline for quickest 20 yards you'll ever see. And you're like, okay, he can still do it. But you can also see that he realizes, I want to see that second contract. I got to do some other things besides just take off and run in this league. We got all kinds of stuff. Great time. Two teams, two of our four professional teams in the playoffs. We've got the Canes undefeated with a week off before they play Clemson for the big test. That will be the absolute big test and give you a great idea. Where is my football program in less than 2 weeks? You're going to know exactly where you are. And I think it's a great time to play them. I do. I think if I could handpick a time to play Clemson, I want to play them early where I'm playing well. And my confidence is high. And nobody's been able to slow them down and see what Clemson's defense can do. And on the other side of the ball, going against the best quarterback, who, by the way, how many NFL cities right now are looking and going? How many people have already said in their front office, Trevor Lawrence is better than we have? There's a good chance.
There's two that play in the same stadium, Joe.
You're right. They both got to be saying right, that. Right. And they got high first-round pick quarterbacks
right.
that are young.
And I honestly don't care what you say about Darnold or Danny Dimes. If you get the number one pick and you're the Giants or the Jets, I don't think it's you take Trevor Lawrence and you deal with whatever else it is.
But
I don't think you even question that move.
Well, Trevor's going to go, hey, listen, I don't mind playing for one of you New York places. It's a great market. I get it. But if you don't get me more around me, it won't matter because
right.
I'm going to look just like the last two guys and these franchises. So
Jacksonville.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, the Minshew thing.
Right.
Stop with the Minshew thing.
Right.
Yeah, the Minshew, it might as well be Minshew. Because he's getting chewed up right now. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm with you on that.
Well, the only team that could go literally, I think, and get the number one pick and not take him would be the Bengals.
Right.
No, Bengals are the only team right now that I would think they could go 1-15, or they can't go 1-15 now, but you know, they could get the number one pick and not take him. Everywhere else, Washington, even if they with
he's about ready to get benched.
Right. It doesn't matter.
So I just look. And so these general managers, like, there were guys that said bad things about Patrick Mahomes. That's why he didn't go right off the bat, right? There were guys that go, you know, because we're always looking. And Kansas City grabbed him.
10th overall. You were right, Joe.
So that guy drops to 10. He's the best quarterback in the league and already got a new contract. I want to be able to give a guy that's going to fill up my stadium and win as many games and as much fun to watch as he is. And I would gladly give him $450 to $500 million, whatever the contract's going to look like. Because as long as he's playing like this, he's going to see every dime.
And worth
of that
every
contract.
Penny, Joe. That's the difference, too.
But think about all the teams that went, I don't know. There's some other guys, or I'm going to pass, or they didn't aggressively go after him, and Kansas City ends up getting that guy. And this continues to be the problem because so many teams miss on first-round quarterbacks. And by the way, whether it's what's around them or, you know, Patrick Mahomes came into a great situation at Kansas City offenses.
Right. Alex Smith was the guy there at the time.
He had a hell of a year and got himself another contract with the Redskins. He was so good.
But think if you were the Jaguars that year, they took Leonard Fournette, and the only reason they did is because they had Blake Bortles, and they thought that Blake Bortles was the future of that team. Tennessee took a wide receiver. They probably at that time, even with Marcus Mariota, could have taken one. The Jets, they took Jamal Adams, so that was a good pick for them until he's gone now. The Chargers, Mike Williams, Carolina picked McCaffrey in front of him, and the Bengals picked John Ross, the wide receiver, because they had Andy Dalton there. Those are all the teams right in front, outside of the Bears, which we know that story.
We're doing the great second guessing right now, which we are great at. That's what we do. But it's a general manager's job and a coach to get together and see things we don't see every day, right? Like, he's got a chance to be really good, don't pay attention. But that Trevor Lawrence thing out there, I can't wait to see him in 2 weeks. I want to see what he's going to look like. I just think he, and nothing against the rest of quarterbacks in this class, some like Ohio State, some may even love North Dakota State, Those three guys all expected to go maybe high in the first round. But how do you pass on Trevor Lawrence? Like,
he could have been the number one pick after his freshman year.
Yes.
After his freshman year, someone could have taken him number one overall as a 19-year-old.
Anyway, we got to go to break. You know what I'm cutting into right now? Hollywood's headlines. You don't ever do this with Hollywood's headlines. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Who can you insult today? What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to jump right into politics here with this first story. You guys ready for this one?
Oh, boy.
Involves James Dolan, though, so it makes it a little bit better here, guys. So basically, the moral of this story here is if you're running for Congress, don't say anything bad about James Dolan, the Knicks owner, because one of these guys up there in New York, congressional candidate Nicole Malliotakis, she had some words to say here about the Knicks, right? And Dolan's ownership, and said that he's doing a bad job and all this stuff. So Dolan sent out a personal email to his friends last week and said that I need to let them know we will not stand for this. The best way to do this is to help his opponent. And so James Dolan Dolan is going to be writing a check. Now, most you could donate here is $2,800, but he's also got a MSG Sports was able to cut a $50,000 check as well to the opponent here. So I don't know who's who in this, guys, or what the parties are, but I just know that one person said something bad about the Knicks, and the opponent is getting a whole bunch of money.
Wow. So
how's that
all,
for being petty?
So I guess the other part of it is when you're getting ready to run for an office, what do you just decide? Like, what's really bad that I can be really popular? James Dolan, that's a good one. Rip James Dolan, you'll get votes.
You won't get money, though. The other guy will get the money.
That's right. Now you lost that money. What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys, a very nice story here. Florida Wildlife Sanctuary, not the Tiger King one, is building a new home for former circus elephants. The White Oak Conservation Center north of Jacksonville is expected to welcome in 30 Asian elephants to a 2,500-acre refuge starting next year.
That
and they are
an
all
awesome
from
story.
The
right.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. They were
That's
retired
awesome,
in 2016.
Man.
I could picture a very, very young Joe Rose at the circus in a tent, right, Joe?
I used to go down to American Airlines Arena. Remember that 2 weeks that
course,
they always
Ringling Brothers, right?
Yeah, I'm guilty. Little Whippers. I took the Little Whippersnappers.
Hollywood, you never went to a circus?
I've been to a circus. I'm picturing Joe at a circus, but like in a tent, like real, real old school stuff.
I don't remember doing that in a small town. I don't know if they ever made it to my town, Woody. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Really sorry.
There was not a whole
that,
lot going down there.
Man.
I don't think we were doing that. No.
Your town is that crappy? You didn't even get the circus?
I don't think that was high on my father's priority list to my son take to watch the elephants and all that stuff. I just don't remember that.
Well, that makes you feel better. I won't be able to take my son either because now it's frowned upon.
Right. No more circus.
Yeah. That's pretty cool what they're doing for those elephants.
Yeah,
though. That's
that
awesome,
is awesome,
man.
Yeah.
Go over there and pet one, Joe. All right. So this is not as good of a story here. Dentists are seeing an increase here in cracked teeth, and pandemic stress is to blame. They say people are grinding their teeth more here. And it especially comes out at night right now. So if you feel like you're tensing up at night, you need to relax.
A lot of people are grinding out there. It's a bad time, man. A lot of bad stuff's happening. They keep coming out with more bad stuff.
They say, by the way, other stressful circumstances like divorce and moving have also been known to increase teeth grinding. Joe, divorce?
I'm good. No. We talked the other night. We're gonna make it. We're going to be good.
Good.
We
Good
had a talk. Yeah. Listen, you drive me nuts, but yeah, I'm going to stay with you, Joe.
All right. So, You're not moving anywhere, are you?
I'm not moving.
Would be the other one, yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done moving, I think.
All right, boys, huge announcement yesterday. Amazon Prime Day is going to be October 13th and 14th this year. This is Amazon's version of Black Friday here, and it'll be on October 13th and 14th. Anything you're in the market for here, guys?
What's that mean? They want to dominate the market even more than they already do with the way they're doing things?
They'll have good deals those 2 days for
you. Have you ever been on Amazon, Joe?
No.
You've never been on the actual website?
Come on.
I went for the first time the other day. I did.
Hollywood, did you really, like, did you have to ask that question?
I know, but, like.
Hey.
Prime Day is, like, if you're a Prime member, Joe, they have a lot of sales. You can buy a lot of crap that you don't need on sale. It's like Black Friday, basically.
All I know is that truck is always at this house, and it's not me. It's not me.
I think those 2 days I might actually call Comcast and ask them to blow my internet just so my wife can't get on there.
Any idea, guys? By the way, the Amazon's last quarter ended June 30th. Any idea how much money they did in sales?
$4 bazillion.
I don't know.
$88.9 billion in sales. It's up 40% from the same period a year ago.
God. Oh, man.
That's not bad, right? That's good? That's good.
I don't know. I hear Amazon stock is doing well.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm pink.
Joe, did you get in early on that?
Right.
Of course not.
You're savvy,
That's
Joe,
why it's
right?
Doing
That's what we used
well.
To call you savvy.
Hey, of course I did, and it's doing well. Why the hell would I jump on something good?
When you're number one on the most richest people in the world list and you get divorced and you're still number one and then your ex-wife's now number like eight, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Joe called me right when the pandemic started. He said, hey, I'm getting in on all these airline stocks. You should jump in with me.
I never said
that. I thought it was the cruise ones.
Yeah.
You'll never have to worry about me in stock tips ever. You'll never have to worry. Hey, guys, get in on this. Actually, if I say that, take off running.
Right.
Hell no! It's bad.
He goes, I know there's people dying on board, but I think this is the time to get in.
Right. Or the 40 or 50 people stuck on a cruise boat for 80 days.
Yeah, they're stranded out there. Right. This thing's going to bounce back. You just wait.
Right. Some people are meant to own, and some are meant to work for other people. Anyway, what else you got, man?
Joe. All right. Here's another money story here. How about this, guys? A guy named Kevin was visiting Arkansas's Crater of Diamonds State Park. Zach, you'll appreciate this story here. He discovered a 9.07 carat diamond while he was walking through the park there. Just ripped it out of one of the, their mountains or whatever they have there. Just found a diamond, and this thing is worth, it could be worth in the six figures here. It looks very unusual, by the way. It doesn't look like an actual diamond. It kind of almost looks like a piece of glass, but like real dark. And it says more than 75,000 diamonds have been unearthed at this park since 1906. And they say that like one or two are found each day there.
What?
Now, they're nowhere near this. That's the second largest one ever found in that park. But I didn't know that you could like walk around a park and find diamonds, so... Joe, if none of these stocks work out for you,
right.
You
go to the
diamond mining out there in Arkansas.
I'm all in.
We'll get you a little helmet with a light on it.
Wow.
I'm in. I'll wear the helmet.
And I thought I was never going to go to Arkansas, man. That was not on the list.
It is now. If we're getting diamonds.
Probably not.
I think Zach's option at Diamonds Direct probably easier than finding your own.
Yeah, one more day for the big sale, by the way, until September 30th.
By the way, this was a really interesting wrinkle to this story. If you find something like this, you have to still pay taxes on it.
Really?
This guy is a total clown that found it. I mean, look, if you find a diamond, you should probably just stick it in your pocket.
Yeah.
This guy went to like the front desk of the park and was like, hey, is this a diamond? Because, again, it doesn't, like, you got to see the picture. It doesn't look like a diamond, like, in the traditional sense. And so the guy like got all his paperwork for it, and now he has to pay taxes on it.
Oh, man. Dummy.
Loser.
Yeah, wow. Dummy.
Do you know that you have to pay taxes on stuff you find?
No.
Because they wouldn't have to worry about me asking. It would go in my pocket, and out I go.
Right. What's that big thing in your pocket, Joe? It's a huge diamond I just found. Damn. It's worth like 250 grand. You ain't taxing me on that.
Wow. Yeah, hi. Do you have a diamond sales place in town here that I can?
Yeah,
I actually do.
Don't worry about buying diamonds.
Right.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow,
crazy.
What a dummy.
Next family trip,
dummy.
I might just send my kid out there.
Right. Just go find what you can and bring
go
it back.
To give him a shovel. Go take.
Right. Here's a shovel. Here's a bucket.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's how it was.
It's not going to happen. It's never, neither guys, you guys got no shot. So don't worry about it. You're never
finding a diamond?
Neither one of you guys are going to Arkansas.
Well, now I at least know what they look like. I would have been looking for, like, the diamond that you see, like, on. No, like, I would have been looking for, like, the diamond. Yeah, like, you see on a finger. Like, I didn't know what they looked like in the wild. Like,
in the wild?
Yeah.
You expected to take off running?
It looked like almost like a piece of coal. Like, you gotta see it. It's very strange looking in the wild.
Well, listen, it's not mine. I'm not going to worry about it. But I am going to tell you this. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Brian Billick's going to join us. Scott Pioli going to join us. We're going to the 9 o'clock hour. Gelt Seiler's back. Talk some NBA finals with us. Get his take on the matchups of the bigs against all the shooters. Bam and Jimmy and all the rest of them. All that stuff. 83 days, by the way, in the bubble. 80. Wow. You're talking about 3 months of usual off season, and these guys, how much time they have when they get back, by the way? When are they going to start back up? A couple months?
Yeah. What did Silver say?
First of the year.
Yeah, right.
Crazy. All right. Mm-hmm. We got to go to break. We'll have a lot more stuff coming up. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. 2020 has been a lot of fun to talk about. When you talk about having the best overall products along with a Chevy open road sale event, it is a great time for you to get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers and find out why they're calling 2020 the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet, from cars, trucks, and SUVs. Let's just talk about the fundamentals, the basics here. Not only it's got to have a great look, it's got to start with that. Second of all, when you sit in, you want to make sure you got enough space, safety features, and you want to make sure that you can afford it every month. That's important. Hey, bingo. That's what you're going to get at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now, man. I'm telling you, whether it's a Tahoe or Suburban, you've been thinking about those big, comfortable, plenty of room for you and the family. Oh, my gosh. You can't beat them. And, boy, with gas prices down right now, it's a great time to get yourself a nice, comfortable Tahoe. I love it. And, of course, the Suburban is just absolutely unlimited space for you and that big family of yours. But the Silverado trucks, listen, if Silverado doesn't make the truck, then we got a problem here, because they cover every need that you would ever have for a Silverado truck, whether it's a working truck, family truck, combo trucks. We got it all for you. The 2020 Traverse, our midsize SUV, is smoking hot right now. It's our smaller SUV, but it's still got all that space for the big family and doesn't compromise any of that style or look that's so important. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, it's ready for you, man. It's ready for you to take that test drive. And the Chevy Blazer, oh my gosh, did they ever get it figured out in 2020? Chevy Blazer is absolutely beautiful and a must-take for a drive. Hey, I'm just teasing you a little bit. You got to go down there and take a test drive. If you're thinking about getting something new, car, truck, or SUV, go check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's never been better, never had better deals than right now. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Dave Broward in Monroe County, waiting for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.